Tēnā anō koutou e whakarongo mai nā ko Gilly Clark, tēnei e kōrero atu nā. Kei konei tāku kai kōrero ko Dr. Anne Dury, kamutu ko te kōrero māua i roto i te reo tuarua. We've got Dr. Anne Dury, CEO of the Women's Refuge, and we are going to speak in English. So just listen to us with a little kōrero of what's happening. Nā no reira, kia ora mai. Hello and welcome to our program, Dr. Anne Dury. And I'm sure
thank you for having me on.
Yes, and I'm sure a lot of listeners will be curious and, of course, humble enough to listen to what we have to talk about. Okay. Well, right. Welcome. And first of all, I'd like to ask you, where are you speaking from today?
I'm speaking to you from Himatangi Beach. So do you know where that is?
Yes.
It's sort of about an hour and a half north of Wellington. That's what I call home.
Oh, very good.
Mm.
I used to live down there, so I've got an idea where you're living.
Oh, okay. nice place.
Yes. Okay, Himatangi Beach. All right. Right, my first question, the Women's Refuge are hosting a Safe Night-a-thon, which kicks off today. Can you tell us what the inspiration behind this kaupapa is?
We have had the Safe Night campaign running for a wee while now, and we wanted to emphasise it this year because it's been a campaign that people have really taken to, and it's been something that people have really liked. It's very quick and easy, and it provides a really tangible, a really real way they can help.
Mm. Right. How do whānau get involved, you know, like families get involved in it?
Well, it's an online campaign, so, and it's really simple. You just go to safenightathon.co.nz and follow the buttons to push, really. Mm-hmm. We've made it as simple and as easy as we possibly can.
Oh, good. What sort of activities can participants expect through the duration of this event?
Okay, so the campaign is based around the notion of you buy a safe night and you go in the draw for a whole range of some pretty crazy experiences. things like, I don't know, having Benny sing you happy birthday or having, going to have lunch with Grant Robertson at the Beehive if anyone wants to go and talk to the Minister of Finance about money.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that might be a handy one for some people. What else have we got? Oh, developing your own and having made your own flavour of Whittaker's chocolate.
Oh.
for people that are creatively inclined. Mm. There's a whole range of interesting things. We've been really, really humbled, actually, by the people who stepped up and said, "Yeah, we'll be a part of this."
Part of that. Okay.
Yeah, it's been fantastic.
How will the funds raised through this event those engaging with Women's Refuge in the future?
Okay, so what happens with these funds is that they're distributed to all of our refuges around the country. So from Kaitaia down to Invercargill, so there's 40 refuges, and everything that we gather out of this campaign gets shared out across the refuges, and that goes to pay for anything you can think of.
Yes, yes.
Food. Transport, counselling, you know, anything that we can do, that we do with whānau, really.
Right. My last question. Lastly, New Zealand has one of the highest domestic violence in the developed world, and the pressures of COVID had increased the risks to women and children. Mm-hmm. Whom are the ones that really got behind this kaupapa to create the vision and help build safer environments for our women and children?
Well, my team at National Office have been the driving force behind that. But we also have a really brilliant agency in Wellington that has created the idea. And the other person that's been really, really vital is Miranda Harcourt, who has... You know, she's been so wonderful in supporting us with this, and she really believes in the work we do and the potential for this campaign to really help.
Excuse me. You know, in hearing this with a women's refuge, how, you know, can I just ask one simple question to you? How long have this... the refuge been going in New Zealand now? Have you had a... How many years?
The first refuge opened in Christchurch in around 1974, I think. And so we've been around ever since then. It's been around a while. I mean, that's sad that we have to have been around for so long. Because it would be really lovely if we didn't have to be. But, you know, the sad reality is that every night there's a couple of hundred women and children, wahine and tamariki, that simply can't be safe at home.
Yes,
come and have to come and stay with us. That's sad and that's horrible, but it is the reality
that those
whānau face here.
I sort of known with some of the refuge when I was living down there that I knew a few of them that worked in that capacity, and it was the trials and the tributes that they had to go through with different families was quite horrendous. And I think, you know, the refuge, it is a safe haven for a lot of women and children, you know, insofar as this is concerned. But I take my hat off to all of you, and you've got it from Kaitaia to down to the South Island and to Invercargill. And, of course, you know, all those places is of good value for, you know, for refuge.
And, I mean, I take my hat off to all of the women that work in our refuges. They're fantastic. I sit in Wellington and... I do what I can to support them, but they're the ones that are out there doing the mahi, and they do it particularly well. I think they're fabulous women.
Oh, good. Okay, Dr. Anne Jury, thanks for your kōrero. Thanks for talking to us.
And
no
thank
doubt,
you for having me.
Yes. So it's lovely to hear all the stories of what's happened in the past and the year, 1974, right up to now. That's a long time. So
it is
great to hear from you and for all the knowledge that you have in supporting other refugees. Kia ora.
Kia ora. Thank you.
Ai, tēnā anō koutou I whakarongo mai ki aia. E hoa ma, me āwhinātu ngā wāhine, e noho anei roti te pauritanga, pēnā e hihana kia haere ki wene wāhi for the women's refuge, nā te mea hoki. Ki reira te wāhi kore rātou e tūkinungia. Nā no reira, kia ora mai anō me tēnei kaupapa.